local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome into a Wednesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Joe. Austin also with me here as we get you caught up on everything happening in your world today, getting an update on the roads and our weather forecast here in about 3 minutes. Hopefully not nearly as busy on the roads as we saw this time yesterday. We'll start with our top three stories. People in the Gaza Strip now have started evacuating through a border crossing into Egypt as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. Injured civilians are among those heading into the country, as well as hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans. Over 10,000 people have been killed in total since the war began October 7th. Yesterday, Israel said it killed a senior Hamas commander while conducting a strike on a refugee camp. A local hospital in Gaza said dozens were killed in the strike, hundreds more injured. The Republican proposal to provide aid to Israel is doomed in the Senate.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there says the bill is full of partisan poison pills. The package cuts funding from the IRS and leaves out aid for Ukraine. And today, the Federal Reserve is pausing interest rate hikes again.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks we face, the committee is proceeding carefully.
Yeah, so this is the second time in a row the Fed's held the rates steady. After 11 rate hikes, including four this year, the committee said it felt more optimistic about the economy and labor market despite persistent inflation. Those are our top three stories. Austin, I say hello to you, sir. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, sir. How about yourself?
Doing really good as well. Enjoying the weather today. Had a couple bowls of homemade chicken noodle soup last night. I had a Wendy's chili for lunch today, so I'm feeling very festive.
Did you have your crackers last night?
Yes, actually. I did have the crackers both with the homemade chicken noodle soup and the Wendy's chili today.
Awesome.
So, and we have leftover soup tonight, so I will be partaking thoroughly here tonight. It is November 1st.
Yes.
Which, according to some, both in pop culture and on my Facebook timeline, marks the start of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in the second half hour today, because I have a bone to pick with all of you. I may be on this island all by myself, but I am perfectly okay with that. It's not so much that I hate Christmas, because I love Christmas. I just feel like, as years and years go on, sounding like the crusty old get off my lawn guy, Thanksgiving is being disrespected, and I will not stand for that. So that's coming up in the second half hour of the program today.
All right.
4:15 is the time right now. We'll get our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Austin?
All right, so I'm looking at the traffic in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, and we are seeing some congestion on North Palafox Road, particularly near West Burgess Road, and also some going up and down Pine Forest Road as well. We've also had some accidents, but roadways are clear for all of them, as is being reported currently. Looking to Santa Rosa County, we are seeing some serious backups on Caroline Street as we're coming over Blackwater River, and it reports that there has been a road closed there.
There is also further west on Caroline Street, I'm seeing an accident, eastbound lanes This is east of Glover Lane. So if you are coming into Pace through Milton on Caroline Street, slowdowns are going to be expected in that area. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our forecast for this evening.
Cold weather is taking over tonight. In fact, we've got some alerts in effect. So most areas will see low temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now, it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday, sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Yeah, 417 right now, 61 degrees. Overnight low is going to be right around 42. And Alan, in the top of the hour update there on Channel 3, said that parts of Northwest Florida having a freeze warning in effect. So be mindful of that. Do still have that red flag warning through 7 o'clock this evening. Of course, we've been talking about that over the past couple of days with the weather conducive to the spread of wildfire. So very low humidity and gust around 15 miles per hour this afternoon. So just keep mindful of that. Burn ban still in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties right now. Taking a look at some local headlines, we start with residents at Johnson Lake Apartments. Some publicized issues that they have had over the last several years, most recently involving air conditioning units that have not been working, and with no AC means that the heaters aren't working either.
True. I called the Council on Aging this morning. They told me, well, we don't have any heaters available. I said, okay. So then they told me to call elderly abuse. And I did, and I was told the same thing. They don't have any heaters.
So, yeah, that's with Channel 3, their residents talking. The heat is built into the air conditioners, which aren't working properly. Apartments also are reported to have mold and cracks in windows and walls. Certainly something that is not ideal as we have a stretch of cooler weather here over the next few days and overnight especially. Also today, a Miami woman no longer just visiting an inmate. She is now one herself up in Century. Our Steve Taylor with more on that.
Authorities say 52-year-old Maria Maceo was caught trying to smuggle drugs into the Century prison this week. Investigators say Maceo was visiting an inmate when she attempted to give him two packages that she pulled from the leg of her pants. A corrections officer reportedly caught her in the act, and the packages fell to the floor, and they reportedly contained marijuana and cocaine. On top of that, investigators say Maceo was using an alias, and there was a warrant for her arrest. Maceo is now charged with smuggling contraband into a prison, trafficking cocaine, and resisting arrest. She is being held on $55,000 bond in the Escambia County Jail. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. A couple of other local notes here. UWF and Leidos, a Fortune 500 science and tech leader, are launching the Leidos Cybersecurity Infrastructure Lab. It's a new lab that will provide students with hands-on cybersecurity education in realistic digital environments. The lab includes a cloud-based enterprise platform that is modeled to represent an unclassified government enterprise platform. Also, the SBA announcing economic injury disaster loans are available in Northwest Florida, specifically Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Over the drought conditions that started last month, it's available to eligible farm-related and non-farm-related entities that have suffered financial loss direct result of the drought. Loan amounts can be up to $2 million, interest rates of 4% for small businesses and 2.375% for private nonprofit organizations. It's 420 right now. We'll take a quick break. State and national headlines when we return to Pensacola right now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Get ready to be a part of the art at Singing in the Street as the Pensacola Children's Chorus and the Choral Society of Pensacola put the spotlight on you, the community. Join the celebration during the 10th anniversary of Foo Foo Fest and perform a medley of beloved songs from Broadway classics to your Disney favorites. Best of all, it's free to attend. Bring your family and friends and a chair if you'd like to sit and create music, memories, and magic together. That's Thursday, November 2nd at 6 p.m. on the steps of the Pensacola Museum of History. See you there!
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Running here on a Wednesday, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Very clear skies, sunny, and it's 61 degrees right now. Overnight lows going to get into the 40s, maybe even the 30s. In some spots, do have a freeze warning that is going to be in effect, not for all of Northwest Florida, but parts of it. But yeah, it's going to be cold tonight. So be prepared for that. Update on the weather with meteorologist Alan Strum is coming up in just a moment. First, we get caught up on the roads here before we get a rundown of our state and national headlines here on a Wednesday. Starting in Santa Rosa County this afternoon, Caroline Street, Highway 90, a little slow moving, coming over the Blackwater River into downtown Milton. Further westbound on Caroline Street, just east of Glover Lane, there is some slowdowns there. Looks like that is starting to clear up as you're approaching Avalon Boulevard. Things elsewhere in Santa Rosa County looking good right now. Closer to us here, there is an accident on Davis Highway northbound, just south of Burgess Road intersection. A little bit of slowdown there. Nothing too crazy going on. Pine Forest between I-10 and Highway or 9 Mile, excuse me. Slow moving in both directions. Again, nothing out of the ordinary this time of the afternoon. If you see anything else out there, you can let us know, 262-6111. And also the text line, 850-437-1620.
And actually, to add two things to that, first off, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And speaking of Beverly Parkway, this is a perfect transition. We actually got a call in on break that there is an accident on Beverly Parkway eastbound near Burger King, and the right lane is closed off. We were told that there's no serious backup yet, but in due time there will be.
All right, thank you very much. And meteorologist Alan Strum checking out Foo Foo Fest today. And before that, giving us our weather updates.
Cold weather continues to move in, and there's a freeze warning in effect for areas of northwest Florida and Alabama. So generally, it is along and north of Interstate 10 that we could see freezing temperatures at 32 degrees or just a little bit below. So some frosty weather possible as we head into Thursday morning. Skies will be clear. Otherwise, coastal zones will see lows really in the mid to upper 30s or even around 40 degrees. All right, looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, warmer weather with 70s rolls in as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Alan. Again, 61 degrees right now. Clear skies, overnight low approaching 40 degrees. Taking a look at a couple, few state headlines here before we get to the Fox News break. Today, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody detailing the state's argument against the effort to put the question of abortion access on the 2024 ballot. Moody filed a brief to the state Supreme Court asking the justices to reject the wording of the proposed amendment. Moody says the language used in the ballot summary would be misleading to voters. Floridians Protecting Freedom is proposing the amendment after the state passed both 15 and 6-week bans on abortions.
And the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is marking the 15th anniversary of the Silver Alert Program. Since the program's inception in 2008, more than 3,200 Silver Alerts have been activated, including more than 170 this year alone. The FDLE says that Florida Silver Alert Program has been directly responsible for more than 300 recoveries of missing senior citizens.
The Florida Treasury today is investing an additional $120 million in Israel bonds. CFO Jimmy Petronas says the move follows a recent purchase of $25 million in bonds.
We've got almost 700,000 Jewish Americans in the state of Florida. They approached us, hey, would you want to buy some of our bonds? We're definitely in capital raising mode because we've got our hands, you know, fully committed, and we're going to need some resources.
Petronas says Florida's total current investment in Israel bonds is at $200 million, the largest total ever held at one time by the Florida Treasury. He calls it the right thing to do, but also says it's in the best financial interest of the state. Finally, an ex-Florida police officer being sentenced for abducting and beating a homeless man.
Who, according to his sergeant and his brother officer and partner, was always calm, professional. His dream of being a police officer, based on this one incident, is over. He's now sitting in jail, not able to touch his child, and will never be a police officer again.
Rafael Otano's defense attorney asked for probation instead. Otano got 66 months in state prison and 5 years probation. 4:30 right now, we'll take a break. Fox News update, your money now, and national headlines, and a look at the world of sports today. When we return, big moves in the NFL for the Las Vegas Raiders. They finally had enough after Monday. We'll talk about that. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Foreign nationals, including some U.S. citizens, have been able to leave Gaza and flee to Egypt today. That includes injured Palestinians. President Biden says his administration has been in talks with Egypt and other leaders in the Mideast region
to make sure that we could open this access for people to get out.
Now, the president's speaking during a stop today in Northfield, Minnesota. Israeli forces are now approaching the gates of Gaza City as they continue their ground assault. into Hamas-controlled territory.
Israeli forces have been inside Gaza since Friday night and have been turning up the volume as they approach the gates of Gaza City. But the advances have not come without a cost. The IDF says 16 of its soldiers have been killed in action since the Gaza operation started.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks on the ground for us in southern Israel. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Disney is going all in with Hulu. The entertainment giant announced after today's market close it'll pay $8.6 billion to acquire NBC Universal's 33% stake in Hulu, which had been co-owned by Disney and Comcast the last few years. Disney owned the other two-thirds of the streamer and already sells Hulu as part of a streaming bundle with its Disney Plus and ESPN Plus products. Mixed news out of Zillow after the market closed. The real estate company topped expectations for both earnings and revenue in the latest quarter, but cut its revenue forecast for the current quarter. In response, Zillow shares are down more than 1% in late trading. Another clampdown on Meta's business model in Europe. The social media company will soon be forced to seek European users' consent before using their personal information to deliver those users targeted ads on Facebook and Instagram. Solid gains for stocks today. The Dow Industrials rose 221 points. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 210. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers, and with children going back to school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Las Vegas Raiders finally made a logical decision and fired Josh McDaniels. With that being said, there's no reason to believe that Mark Davis will get his next hire right, but if he's smart, his list of candidates to start will include Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, and Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson. Good luck, Mark, and get it right, because your fans deserve better. I'm Zach Gelb.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
437 News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon. Getting another check on the roads and weather this afternoon. Could be a bit cool overnight with a low of around 40 degrees. Could be cooler in some spots. A freeze warning in effect for portions of Northwest Florida as well. Meteorologist Alan Strum standing by for the very latest there. Getting a check of the roads first. Austin, what's happening out there?
So we were looking at the congestion that we were seeing going up and down Caroline Street deep into Milton after those. There was a car crash near Glover Lane, I believe, and they also had a road closed. But that has all cleared up just about. Looking more in Pensacola, a bit closer to home, we're not seeing very extensive congestion. I had previously covered North Palafox Street near West Burgess Road being a bit congested, and it still is. But if you're stuck in that, you shouldn't be stuck too long.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan Strum, with the latest.
Cold weather is taking over tonight. In fact, we've got some alerts in effect, so most areas will see low temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now, it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday, sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, sunny, 61 degrees right now. Taking a look at national headlines today, another update is coming soon on the investigation of Congressman George Santos, as the House Ethics Committee said in a statement yesterday. It's contacted about 40 witnesses, authorized over three dozen subpoenas, and reviewed over 170,000 pages of documents in its probe. They'll announce its next course of action on or before November 17th. Of course, at some point this week, there could even be a vote on the House floor to expel Santos, but no word on that yet.
Mm-hmm. And the UN says that nearly half of Ukrainians are in need of humanitarian aid. Humanitarian Director Ramesh Rahasingham, forgive me if I said that wrong, says that the war, which is now in its 20th month, has killed thousands of civilians and left Ukrainians with, quote, unimaginable levels of suffering and horrendous humanitarian consequences.
Closing arguments starting today in the fraud trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. The former crypto billionaire faces life in prison if convicted on all counts.
Also, New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy seems to be lining up a run for the U.S. Senate. The New York Times says she's assembling a campaign team as current Senator Bob Menendez faces federal bribery charges. Menendez has said he will not resign.
Yeah, in Kentucky, one man dead, another missing after an abandoned coal plant collapsed. The multi-story facility, they say, was massive.
I remember being in New York after 9/11, and those images that you see there, it's kind of what you see.
The workers inside were preparing the structure for demolition at the same time.
And Donald Trump's family members are starting to testify in his civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is taking the stand today, followed by Eric and Ivanka. Former President Trump is scheduled to testify himself on Monday.
Getting a look at what's happening around the sports world. So overnight, I woke up to find the news that the Las Vegas Raiders had dismissed their head coach, Josh McDaniels, and the general manager. So new interim coach and GM now in place. And they met with the media today. Also, the Raiders will be starting Aiden O'Connell, benching Jimmy Garoppolo after the debacle that was Monday Night Football there. So the new coach, interim coach, was Antonio Pierce. He was won a Super Bowl as a linebacker with the Giants, who the Raiders play this Sunday. But interesting, needed change there. And it was a little interesting that it happened after the trade deadline, because maybe if you let the coach and the GM go, that may impact whether or not you would have traded some players or not. But the Raiders making moves here last night.
Yes. And the thing, how do you feel about that? I know you're a Raiders guy.
Oh, I mean, it was not going to get better.
Yeah. So do you think it was the right move at this time?
It was the right move a month ago, I felt like. But no, yeah, it's definitely the right move. Not a big Josh McDaniels guy. He's failed up basically his career. And I just think he's some guys are just coordinators and are not a leader of men.
That's
and,
fair.
And I think he's one of those guys. So we'll see. But I am hopeful that they'll be. I think they're still a bad football team.
Well,
They have talented players. They have talented individual players. I think their defense is good, but the offense, you know, the offense by themselves has scored like 11 points a game. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah, nowhere to go but up.
Exactly.
Game 5 of the World Series is tonight, and the Texas Rangers have a chance to win what will be their first ever World Series title. They lead the series 3-1 after Tuesday night's 11-7 win. And, the D-backs made that look a lot closer than it was.
7 o'clock start time on Fox there tonight. Also, more Maction tonight. College football, Ball State taking on Bowling Green State University. ESPN2, 6 o'clock start time. And then on ESPN at 6:30, you've got Kent State taking on Akron. Full scoreboard, full slate in the NBA tonight. Looking briefly to see if there's any big games that stick out. Brooklyn-Miami would have been a game last year, not so much. The defending champion Nuggets are taking on Minnesota. The Nuggets are 4-0 on the season. The Lakers and the Clippers, I guess, would be the big one there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see if Kawhi Leonard makes his debut there. So that one's at 9 o'clock on ESPN tonight.
All right.
So there you go. Health, business, and science notes today. UAW workers at Ford have begun voting on a tentative agreement. The 24-hour voting period began this morning at UAW locals around the country. Ford was the first of the Detroit 3 automakers to reach a deal with the union.
And dating app Tinder is announcing a new $500 per month option for those seeking romance on the platform. It's part of the Tinder Select line of offerings, becoming the fourth highest tier option. And in exchange for the expense, top-tier users will be able to directly contact other users twice per week, even if they don't match. They will also receive a digital badge that shows off their exclusive tier.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
$500 a month to be on Tinder, man.
Yeah, jeez. Love is not worth that.
That's a freaking truck payment, like a heavy-duty truck payment to be on Tinder. But, I mean, obviously this is not for the common man like you or I.
Nah.
But, still, that's nuts. DiGiorno is selling a Thanksgiving pizza. What do you think about that? Listen, I'm all about Thanksgiving food. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving here in just a moment. But when I say, boy, you know, after the big Thursday meal, when Friday and Saturday comes around, I'm not thinking, man, you know what would be really nice if all of these Thanksgiving foods were on a pizza? But yeah. DiGiorno rather, is selling a Thanksgiving pizza. It includes turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberries, cheese, and a crispy onion topping. And all of the toppings are piled onto a thick Detroit-style crust. It's available online only, and it's $11.23 each. Your thoughts on the Thanksgiving pizza?
I mean, it it sounds all right. You really start to lose me with the cranberry thing. I don't like cranberry sauce anyway, like with my typical Thanksgiving dinner. You put it on a pizza with it all just mashed together. Nah, you're losing me.
No. I'm out on all of that. I mean, I'm pretty boring when it comes to my pizza. I'm like cheese, pepperoni, sausage. That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't. No, thanks. You can miss me with that. 446, let us know your thoughts on the Thanksgiving pizza. Are you a yay or nay on that? 850-437-1620. Another check of the roads and weather right now. Let's see what the story is out there. Austin?
All right, so we're looking at Pensacola again, and we've still got some slight backups on North Palafox Street near West Burgess Road. And going up and down Pine Forest Road, you're going to see some congestion there as well. But that's pretty par for the course at this time of day. Beyond that, things are looking rather smooth. There are some splotches of mild congestion, but nothing that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at the weather forecast.
Cold weather is taking over tonight. In fact, we've got some alerts in effect. So most areas will see low temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 61 degrees, sunny, and overnight low tonight's going to be right around 42 degrees in clear skies there. Texter says, cranberry and turkey is heaven. Listen, I have no qualms with that if you're into cranberry and turkey. I'm just not putting it on my pizza there.
There you go. Yeah.
Another texter says, feedback on the pizza. Personally, it depends. If it has cranberry sauce on it, then that is a definite no for me. So sounds like we're both in agreement on that, along with Austin as well. Pop culture news today. All right, so here's what I want to get to here and just kind of air a grievance, if you will allow me the opportunity. So Mariah Carey continuing her annual November 1st tradition today. So the self-proclaimed Queen of Christmas posting a video showing her defrosting from a block of ice, singing it's time to start the Christmas holiday season. I don't have very many friends on Facebook. A lot of them are, you know, family, close friends, church people, that sort of thing. I do not maintain a lengthy friends list on Facebook. Half of my timeline, though, is Christmas decorations up, the Christmas trees, and people that are marking the start of Christmas season as Mariah Carey has done on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have gone back and forth because, you know, she's one of those that'll listen to Christmas music in June and July, and there are time, and we've talked about this, and I said, look, if you're going to do it on your own, that's fine. I don't want to be any part of it. And there's times when I'll get in her car and I'll turn the car on and the radio is on Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And for me, look, I love Christmas. I love it. I just want Thanksgiving to have the proper respect that it deserves.
I mean, it does deserve a lot of props, whether it be because of spending time with family, the food you eat, the sports, whatever. It's like it's own entity that deserves to be recognized.
But I just feel like the more time goes on, the less and less people are emphasizing Thanksgiving. Because
I think it's a cult following thing. Like a lot of people like really get happy about Halloween and the spooky season. And then a lot of people get really happy about the holiday season with Christmas and stuff. No one really gets that hyped for Thanksgiving, so it's going to get overshadowed by those obnoxious folks.
Which is ridiculous because of just all of the things. Now, I think some of that has to do with you don't really have any more now with retailers not having that Black Friday. Here's the start of our deals. You know, you're still going to have people going out Black Friday shopping, but, you know, kind of back in the day, quote unquote, when it was You know, you went out there to the stores, you waited around and kind of got the Christmas frenzy started on the Black Friday or the Thanksgiving night. That has kind of dwindled away. But, I mean, just everything that Thanksgiving represents, everything that it involves, and it's not just the one day. It is the weekend. You have all the family. You have the food. You've got the football. You've got the shopping, all of it. And it's like this. The reason that pro sports leagues work so well, and yes, I'm going to use an analogy from professional sports, is that every season, it is a Christmas season, has a defined start and a defined end. Okay.
Yes.
You have opening day in baseball. You have week one of the NFL, and you have week one in the NHL and opening night and all that stuff. You do not have the Chicago Bears arbitrarily starting their season in June. You do not have the Green Bay Packers arbitrarily starting their season December 1st or November 1st. It is a defined, hey, this is when the season starts.
Yeah.
And for me, that is Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving. And that's why Thanksgiving for me is actually, I think, I like Thanksgiving more than I like Christmas because
really
not. And when I say that, it's not because of what it represents, because I mean, I definitely appreciate and love Christmas more for what it represents.
Yeah.
For faith reasons, but it's 3 p.m. on Christmas Day. It's over, man. It's over.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, all right, we're done. But Thanksgiving is the definitive to me start of the Christmas season.
Well, not only that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. A lot of people, though, they like Thanksgiving because you're still enjoying the build-up to Christmas. That's what a lot of people like about
exactly.
Christmas.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So you have that opening day, that opening week, that moment where it's like, look, I am fully shifting my focus now from common life, just all of my problems. I have Thanksgiving. I have everything to be thankful for. There's family. There's friends. There's food. There's everything. There's football. And then for the next month, I'm just Christmas movies. I'm Christmas music. I'm like the happiest that you've ever seen me.
That's fair. That's fair.
Why can't we have that as a society?
I don't know. We need to have
this arbitrary November 1st or, October 15th or... Why can't it be Thanksgiving? Why can we not, as a society, have the proper respect that Thanksgiving deserves?
You can
weigh in. No, I'm serious. 850-437-62. I feel like Aragorn in the scene in the last Lord of the Rings where he's running to take on the orcs all by himself. I mean, I feel like that's the hill that I'm going to die on, but you know what? I'm happy to do that. You can weigh in as well. Am I completely crazy, or have we lost complete respect for the Thanksgiving holiday? 850-437-1620. We'll take a quick break. More coming up in just a moment, including a final update on the roads and weather this hour. Pensacola right now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust is hosting the third annual Bootleg Ball event on Friday, January 12, 2024. Join Wendy Davis on the Pensacola Expert Panel and learn how to support the Historic Trust while having a roaring good time. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to learn more about the Bootleg Ball. That's tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we had a really good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about his advocacy for a red light camera pilot program, what that might mean, how that might work. Also talked about Santa Rosa County Commission, a recent kind of a case of sealed bids being open and then an effort to rebid the same project, and who I thought was on the right side of this. And is the League of Women Voters genuinely nonpartisan? I don't think so these days. Our conversations about all of those subjects on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I have a little bit more faith in the Pensacola community here. Thank you so much for your support, texters, standing with me. And my quest to have the Thanksgiving holiday remembered and honored as it should. Mm. Look, I have nothing against Christmas. I love Christmas. You will, one of my favorite movies, Jingle All the Way. Have you seen that? Yeah. Phil Hartman, his character in that movie, that is me. As soon as Thanksgiving starts, I have the radio set to the Christmas station 24/7. Christmas movies every night. I am all in.
Awesome.
But I just want Thanksgiving to have its proper respect, its proper attention. And I feel like you're putting up Christmas decorations on November 1st. You're listening to Mariah Carey right now. Nope. I'm not in on that.
Right.
And I will fight you over it. No, not really, but...
Verbally,
do not like it. I do not like it when other people tell me how to live my life and live up my life. But in this one instance, I am imploring people to live like me. That's all. Just that one.
That one exception. Okay.
The one thing. Just live like me. Anywhere else, I don't care what you do. 4:57 here. Let's get a quick check of the roads and weather.
All right, me going first?
Yeah, go
traffic.
For it.
All righty. So we are. I'm looking at some slowdowns here in the Pensacola area. We do have just a little bit heading westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, and we've also got some, as I covered earlier, going southbound actually now, particularly on Pine Forest Road. But outside of that, it's pretty clear. There's some mild congestion downtown, but that's pretty commonplace, I would say. So outside of that, nothing much.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the weather today.
Cold weather is taking over tonight. In fact, we've got some alerts in effect. So most areas will see low temperatures way down in the 30s, and some spots might observe a light freeze as we head through the overnight hours. So there is a freeze warning in effect. Now it's for the inland areas. It does not include the immediate coastal zones. So generally speaking, it's along and north of Interstate 10. So just look out for possible freezing temps as we roll into Thursday morning. Thursday sunny with highs in the 60s. Warmer weather moves in late this week and for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you so much. Good news here, we'll get one in. I love this story here. A lot's been made about the NIL, right, in college sports, but
yep.
The Iowa Pork Producers Association has a big hit with an NIL deal with several Iowa State football players. Their last names, you ready for this?
Yes.
Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty
awesome.
They
have NIL deals with all of these athletes and another one named last name of Cook, right?
Yeah.
So they added them. So the players get $1,000 for their name, image, and likeness. And the also the Iowa Pork Producers is donating $1,000 worth of pork donated to their hometown food bank. So good job out of the Iowa State University football program and Iowa Pork Producers. Channel 3 News at 5 comes up now.